There. I've tossed Breniac's giant robot into the great red spot on Jupiter. Now it won't threaten... Wait. I'm picking something up with my telescopic vision on one of Jupiter's moons. Io, I think. It's... Yes, it's definitely a man. Wait. Two of them. And one of those men is a woman. Great Krypton! From the looks of them, they're from... Krypton! Hello! You down there! Can you hear me?
Oh, Christ, it's him.
Well, there goes a romantic getaway. I thought he lived on the third planet of this system. What's he doing all the way out here?
Who knows? He apparently doesn't even realize that sound doesn't travel in space.
Maybe if we just ignore him, he'll figure that out.
Yeah, apparently not. Look, just play it like you don't even know who he is.
Hello! You two appear to be from Krypton. How is this possible? I thought I was the last surviving Kryptonian. Wait, did you two escape from the Phantom Zone? Because if you did, you should know that I'm sworn to protect—
Oh my god, Kal-El, shut up.
Well, that cover story didn't last long.
How do you know who I am? How can you be from Krypton when it exploded years ago?
Oh boy, the thing about that, Kal, is,
Krypton's fine. It never exploded.
Great Scott!
Yeah.
But how? My father put me in a rocket and sent me to Earth because our planet was doomed.
Sure, that's what they told you, but the truth is, well, you were a bit of a dullard. The Science Council decided that you were just too stupid to hack it on Krypton.
But I was just a baby!
Yeah, and you scored a dismal 12 points on our stupid baby matrix. That's well within the bizarro percentile.
So we sent you to Earth to live among the mouth breathers who might actually respect you.
Now see here, the people of Earth
are not really bright. They haven't even invented the stupid baby matrix yet.
But I'm a hero! I made the Earth spin backwards so time would run in reverse and I could literally be in two places at once. I defeated a powerful foe by using my power of throwing my S symbol at them until it turned into a giant piece of cellophane. I stopped a rogue weather satellite that changed the actual weather on Earth.
Will you listen to yourself? None of that makes any sense. Next, you'll be telling us that you can make women forget things by kissing them.
Well, since you mention it...
Listen, man, Krypton is a utopia. In the old days, we just euthanized a baby like you, but we've evolved beyond that. Now we just shoot you into space and hope you don't try to fly back home.
But how could I fly if I leave the influence of this system's yellow sun?
Oh, God. He actually bought that story about the sun. We can all fly, you dimwit. How would that even... Never mind.
This is all... It's just so much to take in.
Yeah, we need to get out of here. Trish, would you?
Yuck. Well, okay, if it'll get us out of here.
Oh, man. What happened? Oh, well, back to Earth.